is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise 72, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Monday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're licking our wounds, so naturally we got to hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus after we got steamrolled over the weekend in college football. I did anyway. And in the NFL, and a number of just heartbreaking beats. So we're chasing big time right now. And what better way to do it than attacking some plus money? Plus 100 odds or greater could be in Monday Night Football, could be the open of the college basketball season. I can't wait for that to get underway this afternoon. Maybe it's in the NHL, the NBA. Pick your poison, Lundy. Give me a winner.
Let's go to the tight end position. Let's talk about Mr. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yes, I will take him for an anytime touchdown tonight. A couple of reasons why. First, the Buccaneers have allowed four touchdowns to the tight end position over the course of the last two games. That's a dual touchdown effort by Mark Andrews and a couple for Kyle Pitts. So you put all that together, I think Kelce can splash six. Other reason that I like it this evening, let's see, Caesars minus 105, FanDuel plus 120. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's extraordinary value. It's a little bit lower plus money pretty much in all the other sports books that are out there. I think you're getting a dime more value at a minimum right now at FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's stick with the tight end theme. I think Kate Otten actually has more yards than Mr. Taylor Swift in this game, and that being Travis Kelce at plus 120. I get seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. It's a great prop that you can bet these little head-to-heads, and I think, honestly, it should be closer to like minus 105, minus 110, not at a full buck 20. You look at Kate Otten, a guy who's got 20 combined targets the last couple of weeks. In those last couple of games, 100 yards last week, 81 the week before. Remember, no Chris Godwin, no Mike Evans. They are out for the foreseeable future. And you look at what the tight ends have done against Kansas City this season. Fantasy tight ends, as a matter of fact, performing 39.3% above the league average against this defense, as the D has given up 7 receptions and 80.9 receiving yards per game. You mentioned it, Tampa. They're rather friendly at tight end position as well, just kind of rather friendly vertically. Number 26 in pass EPA, they're giving up 64.8 yards per game to plus size targets. Kelce's gone 90, 17, and 70 the last three. I'm telling you, this one is going to be a sweat. It's going to be nip and tuck, but I'm willing to clack and a clack and roll the dice because I think the value is too damn good to pass up on Kate Otten to best Travis Kelce in yards at a plus 120 juice there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. I'm going to chase a little SGP at significant plus money yet again, a plus 145 juice, and I built this bad boy at BetMGM. Leg numero uno, Rashad White, over 3.5 receptions, and leg numero dos, Kansas City to win straight up on the money line. You put those hands together again, plus 145. Take my damn money there at BetMGM. I think it's an outstanding prop and way to play the SGP. You look at Rashad White. He has done this in 4 of his last 7 games. He runs a ton of routes every single week in the NFL. 22 exactly routes per game is what he averaged. He is running out on a route on 57.7% of his snaps, one of the highest route participation rates in the NFL. He's catching 90.3% of the intended looks off the hand of Baker Mayfield. Now, game flow and script is going to be everything in this one. You might have to wait this thing out to the second half, but I think Kansas City is going to be in control. They're undefeated for a reason, and I don't think they're going to jump on a grenade, not at Arrowhead tonight. You look at Kansas City, only 3 running backs have gone over this prop against them, as they've got up 3.9 receptions per game the running back position, and are number 12 in pass EPAD. So KC built up a comfortable lead there in the second half, and then check down checked out Baker Mayfield, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times to Rashad White. And that happens, cha-ching, we're cashing in, baby, on this SGP. So numero cinco on the countdown. To recap, same game parlay, Rashad White, over 3.5 catches, and Kansas City on the money line, plus 145 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
I like this one. I think you could even take an opportunity, Brad, to boost it up a little bit. Bring KC's line down. Have them, you can do money line plus 145. I think you could do KC minus 2.5.
Sure.
Get yourself some extra change out of this. So I like it. I do think it's going to be a game script thing, but I'm with you. I think Kansas City gets out to enough of a lead that Tampa has no choice but to throw the ball. And as you've already hit on a couple of times here, the two best guys to catch it, gone. So you're going to have to find somebody to throw it to. Rashad White's likely to be the beneficiary of that.
Oh, Baker Mayfield, find that safety valve four times, please, mi amigo.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the countdown. It's all Monday Night Football all the time, but we're going to work in a little action in some other sports a little bit later on. But I'm a hunter-gatherer, man. I'm all about Kareem Hunt in this game. Give me the over on 17.5 rush attempts at a even Steven plus 100 juice available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. In fact, I'd play this sucker up to like 19.5. I think it's going to crack the 20 rush attempt line, which he has done in three consecutive games. He's gotten 74.6% of the opportunity share as a member of this Kansas City backfield. Oh, just a smattering, a sprinkling here and there of Carson Steele and maybe some Samaje Perine is really all you're going to see. Again, it's all about game flow. It's all about script. I think it's going to be very positive for Kansas City after halftime, and he's going to get the ball to the belly often. Tampa number 18, respectable, the rush EPAD. And they have not allowed a single running back to go for the over on 17.5 rush attempts this season. The highest that they have yielded was to C-hole, smash hole, the football Frankenstein, who had 15 rush attempts in week 7. But with torrential rains, potentially in the forecast, could be blustery conditions. Again, Kansas City, get a comfortable lead in the second half and let your salt clocker shave off seconds off the scoreboard, and we will end up cashing. I think, again, he's going to go for 20 or more. I just need 18. So numero quattro on the countdown, Kareem Hunt, over 17.5 rush attempts, plus 100 at DraftKings. Lundy. Better follow.
Well, so this number opened up at what, 15.5, I think, and then got steamed up as everybody was playing it. I certainly like it a lot better if I can get it lower. I like the idea of the even money. I tell you what, though, this one makes me just a touch nervous, just a little bit, just based on what we've seen Tampa do. But I can't shy away. If I liked it at 15.5 on the standard juice, even though it's moved all the way up to 17.5, the fact that I can get plus odds, might sprinkle a little something on this one.
Feed him, Andy Reid. Feed him.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Monday edition of the countdown. Let's do some booty scooting with one Patrick Mahomes. I need 5 of those, as a matter of fact. So give me the over on 4.5 rush attempts at a minus 125 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The trend has been my friend. If you've been betting on this prop routinely here of late, I look at Mahomes on the season averaging 4.9 rush attempts per game. So just north of the needed number there. He has done this in 5 consecutive contests. You look at Tampa Bay, middle of the pack, and pocket pressure percentage at 22.3%, but 4 quarterbacks have hit the over on this. Jane Daniels went for, I think it was like 16 rush attempts against his defense back in week 1. Bo Nix hit the over, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. Now, all those guys are propensity to run quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, more of an opportunistic guy, will take advantage of what the defense gives him, but I think he's going to do it at least 5 times tonight. Keep in mind, kneel downs count. And I'm a firm believer the Kansas is going to win this game. Hopefully, we're not going to be sweating this out to the end. But a man known for the deep kneel downs that he normally takes, this is why we're going to avoid the rush yards prop. But we're all in on rush attempts on the over. Patrick Mahomes and B Money Mahomes on that 4.5 rush attempts line, minus 125 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
Yeah, because of the kneel downs. That's actually why you've got me on this one, because I think he's going to have at least one of them. So if you're looking at that, then I need four that happen either from a scramble or they happen from just a designed run for him. You know, third and two, and he decides to run it out to the outside, take it right past that first down marker, and reset the chains. So if you think that the game script's going to go the way we do, and he's going to have at least one kneel down, hell, that kneel down can also be at the end of the first half.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't matter. As long as you get at least one kneel down, maybe two, you're going to feed into this prop total. I think this is a great one.
All right, take those knees, Money Mahomes. And, hey, if you want to get on board with some of our other bets there at thegamingjuice.com, go there right now. We got a plethora of action tied to Monday Night Football in this Buccaneers and Chiefs matchup. We got NHL picks from the handsome one there, Nathaniel Lundy. His free and always public, always transparent spreadsheet is on there. Mine is as well, and there's a lot of red that occurred over the weekend. It was like a deleted scene from a Scorsese film. I bled out all over the damn place. I'm down like a dozen units on the week. So fade me. Fade me if you want. Follow the other guys, too. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson. They're cranking out all kinds of college football content. Brandon Velasti also submitting pieces for the NHL. And guess what, folks? College basketball content. It's live. I got my picks on the spreadsheet. Just click the tab at the bottom. It says college basketball, or you can read my daily offerings or near daily offerings in that sport. Oh, it's the greatest time of the year. And I'm not talking about the holiday season. I'm talking about the betting season, because college basketball is back. So get it all at thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Feed 5 Countdown. X gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you. Yeah, Xavier Worthy. Is he gonna rock? Is he gonna roll? I say yes, he does. Give me the over on 35.5 receiving yards and a -115 juice there at BetMGM. He's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least, so far this season, like a lot of rookies are. He's gone over this prop three times this year, only number 54 in ADOT, number 19, unbelievably, in unrealized air yards with one Patrick Mahomes throwing the pill, only number 79 in yards per target. All that data is baffling for a guy with 4.21 40-yard speed, and he was brought in to be a streak route runner in this Kansas City offense, but he's been used in myriad ways. Why I love him in this matchup, he's getting a lot of fellow rookie Tyreek Funderburk in coverage, who was allowed a 91.7% catch rate and 155.9 passer rating on 97 coverage snaps to his assignments this season. Tampa, as a collective, they've allowed the third most air yards, the seventh most wide receiver yards, and they're number 26 in pass EPA defense this NFL season. So this is like a watermelon on a stick. So go ahead and pluck it. Xavier Worthy over 35.5 receiving yards. Honestly, could do this on a single catch. -115 at BetMGM. Numero dos on the countdown. Lundy. Fader follow.
Give me two catches, Worthy. That's what I want. I don't think he does it on one, Brad. I know he's more than capable of doing that. And we got to make sure we watch out for those little sweeps across the backfield on the run plays. Got to watch out for those. And then you got to pay really close attention. You're like pressing rewind on the old cable box, because you're trying to see, was it a handoff or did he pitch it forward?
Oh, yeah.
Got to pay attention to that shit, folks, because it makes a big-ass difference when it comes to your payday. I think you need two catches to be able to get to this one, but I think one of them is going to be at least north of 20. So let's see if we can put it together nice and easy, maybe early in the contest. No sweat.
Yeah, please, just go ahead and get this out of the way in the first half and crank the DMX in the background if this bad boy hits.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Feed 5 Countdown. I got to go back to the well, because it's just been too, pleasurable, really, and payable in terms of what it's been doing to my bankroll, and that is on Cade Otton. Give me the over on 52.5 receiving yards and a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Again, he has crushed the over on this the last couple of games, where he has seen a combined 20 targets And also posted 181 total yards, going for 181 yards in those back-to-back games. And all we needed is 53 to cash in this particular contest. I already mentioned it. Kansas City has been on the circle bus defending the opposition's tight end. 7 receptions per game, 80.9 yards per game. Kate Otten, number 9 in total yak. He's running 32.6 routes per game. He has hit the over on this 4 times this season. And again, with that vigorous volume, without Chris Godwin, without Mike Evans, you pull it all together. Maybe there's a deficit in the second half. It's really going to free him up, roaming free over the middle of the field in between those hash marks, because Kansas City, strong at the bookends and with the DB play. I'm looking at you, Trent McDuffie. But over the middle, that's where you can take advantage of them. So it could be a lot of nickel and dime action to Rashad White and Kate Otten in this game. And I think through sheer attrition, he's going to hit the over on 52.5 receiving yards. My top play on Monday Night Football, -110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
So the only downside to this one, Brad, is it's already up to -125.
Wow.
It's there at 52.5. So shop around a little bit, folks. See if you can find yourself a few cents worth of value. I do think this is worth playing. Again, Brad already gave you all the reasons why, but most importantly, again, no Mike Evans, no Chris Godwin. Somebody has to catch the ball, especially if you're down double figures, which I think will happen to Tampa over the course of this game script tonight. I think they are going to get down by double figures, and then you've got to throw the ball. If you want to go, if you want to go sort of the option route of where else you could play this, you could go over to Caesars and play him for 60 or more. And that is +120. So if you don't like the juice that you're having to give up, if you want to play a threshold of 60, again, at Caesars, it's +120. At DraftKings, it's +105. So you're getting a little bit better deal over at Caesars if you happen to have an account there. Excuse me. But go ahead and shop this one around just a little bit, only because, as I make my screen go back to normal, part of the reason I think that is, again, with nobody else there to catch it, and the juice you're going to pay on the standard line, I think if you can find 55 at plus odds, or you can find the 60 at plus odds, that may be the better way to play it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Or you could tell me again with what I gave you on the plus spot.
Yeah.
K-Don had more receiving yards than Travis Kelce. It's another fine way to play it at a +120.
Well, or do what we talked about. Grab Kansas City on the money line.
Yeah.
Put it with that, and that'll get you back up closer to plus odds. You can always play that route because of the performance that we're expecting out of the Chiefs.
Yeah, and also the negative correlation that would be attached to that as well. So that'll jack up the juice in its own right. Great way to play it there in the same game parlay market. All right, it's bonus time. Bonus time. Smorgasbord of bets, sports bets available. Try to say that 10 times fast tonight, Lundy. So you have the floor with me, amigo. What you got?
Let's start talking first. We'll go to the ice. There's only a couple of games on the schedule for the NHL this evening. But remember, no Connor McDavid for Edmonton. So we're looking for the scoring to come from somewhere else. He had a goal and 2 assists yesterday. They are on a back-to-back, but I don't think that matters. Give me Leon Draisaitl to have an anytime goal for Edmonton at home against the New Jersey Devils. Can snag that one over at FanDuel at a +135. That's an extra that's an extra 30 cents, by the way, over some of the other books. So the same way that we were looking at Travis Kelce for the touchdown because of the value at FanDuel, I'm doing the same thing on Leon Draisaitl. And by the way, at DraftKings, he's +1200 to score the first goal. That's worth a sprinkling to me, folks, because he may try to attack quickly. Again, Edmonton's on a back-to-back, but they won it over Calgary yesterday, 4-2. So I think they come in with a little bit of momentum. They go up against the Devils, and I think Draisaitl gets it done. Maybe not the first goal, but again, I think it's worth a sprinkling at a payout of an overall 12-1 for him to score first.
Nice.
As I said, there's only 2 games on the docket this evening. I'm going to parlay the 2 of them together. Edmonton's +110 on the money line to beat the Devils. I think that's actually value right there on the Oilers at home. But just in case, playing this one as a 2-leg parlay, give me Nashville at home against the LA Kings just on the money line, and then give me Edmonton +1.5. So even if they don't lose, as long as they keep it close or maybe lose it in the extra frame of overtime or a shootout, this one pays out. It's +139 is where you can snag that one over at Caesars. Going back to, well, Here's an easy, you want to build the bankroll for tonight? Can I give you what I think is a super stupid, simple one for tonight? I built this over at DraftKings late last night. Kansas City -2.5 and the total over 41.5. That's +102.
Mm.
If you're just trying to build your bankroll and you're not trying to get crazy with the Cheese Whiz, folks, that's not a bad way to do it, especially if Sunday kicked you right in the freaking balls like it did to Brad and I on a couple of our bets. I know that's super simple. Look, everybody scores at least, 25, 27 against the Bucks. I mean, so what do I need to get to the 42 that I just gave you? Basically nothing, right? As long as the Bucks don't get shut out, which I don't see happening here, then they should be able to get to that 42. And like I said, the money line right now on the Chiefs is like -480 or 490, something in that range. So I'm taking them to 2.5. I mean, even if it's a crazy game on a Monday night and Butker comes out and does something, I mean, I don't know. Just give me something. But that's +102. And I'm just trying to build some of the bankroll back up after what happened yesterday. So there's another very simple play that you can do this evening if you want to. Let's go to the association. Let's talk about, because remember, by the way, if you're not really feeling it in Monday Night Football, remember that rightfully so, the NBA takes Election Day off. They do not play tomorrow, which means practically everybody is in action today on the schedule. So let's talk about the Lakers, who are in the Motor City to take on the Pistons. Give me Anthony Davis to have at least 2 steals tonight at a +105. Why do I like this? Well, in part because Anthony Davis right now on the young season is averaging 1.8 steals per game, but Detroit allows the second most steals to their opponent in the association, and you're going to give me Anthony Davis at plus odds. Thank you very much. +105 over at DraftKings. And the guy that has found his way into the starting lineup, I still am not convinced. I 100% agree with the move by Michael Malone, but so far it's paying off. And so let's cash on this bad boy. Let's talk about Christian Brown, the babyface himself of the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray will not play tonight. If I'm not mistaken, Michael Malone has not flat out said it, as in he's not playing Monday night against Toronto. But he's also said he expects him to be out 5 to 7 days. I can do the math, and that's tonight, okay? So they're taking on Toronto, and with Jamal still in concussion protocol. Folks, I'm going to ladder this one with you, okay? Because Christian Brown has actually been hitting these numbers and hitting them pretty consistently. His PRA for tonight, the standard line, take him for 20 or more at a -115, okay? Then I want you to take him for 22 or more at +155.
Oh, yeah.
That is a massive jump for a difference in 2 on the stat line. -115 at 20, +155 at 22. And then, oh, it feels so good. Oh, scotch, scotch, scotch. At 25 at DraftKings, +300.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Nobody gives up more points than Toronto. They just played the Raptors. And don't tell me that that dunk that he threw down over Rudy Gobert is not going to fire that kid up as he comes back home here to Ball Arena. They're taking on Toronto. I absolutely love CB tonight. And again, no Jamal Murray means that Christian Brown is out there for extra minutes in addition to Russell Westbrook. And I don't want to jinx it because, son of a bitch, the Nuggets need it so badly. It kind of looks like maybe he's found his 3-point stroke here over the course of the last couple of games. And that has been something that he has been desperately needing. And that's going to help us on the PRA front. So again, really like that one tonight. Ladder it if you want to on his PRA, but with his minutes and Jamal still out, I think this is a great play for you tonight. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Ramos parlay play of the daytime, SGP style on Monday Night Football. Give me Baker, hopefully the yardage maker on the ground. Over 5.5 rush yards on that old total. Give me Kate Otten, 40 or more receiving yards. Then give me Kareem Hunt for an anytime touchdown. I'll hold off on the juice. But I think this three-legger's got a really good shot of hitting. Look at Baker Mayfield. I do think he's Lamar Jackson this season. It's kind of crazy. He's hit the over on 5.5 rush yards in 7 of 8 games, averaging 3.6 attempts per game and 21.1 rush yards per game. Kansas City has really done a good job balling up the run. They're number 3 in rush EPAD. However, they are also number 3 in the NFL. And pocket pressure rate at 29.3%, and they've given up 24.9 rush yards per game to the quarterback position. 5 signal callers had gone for at least 6 yards. I think Baker's going to get flushed out at least 2 to 4 times and will get over this 5.5 number. Meanwhile, Kate Otten already gave all the reasons why. Absolutely love him. This is an alternative line, too, at 40 or more yards. Which he has done in 5 of his last 6 games. Kansas City's allowed 5 guys to go over this. And as I mentioned before, they're giving up 7 receptions, 80.9 yards per game to plus size targets this season. All I need is 40. And then Kareem Hunt on the anytime touchdown, he's done this in 3 straight. And a guy that's getting the lion's share of the touches in that Kansas City backfield, that opportunity share. Right around 75% on the season. He's number 17 in total red zone touches, 21 on the year, 17 red zone touches in the last 3 games combined. So he's been quite the busy man inside the 20-yard line. Tampa's number 18, middling in rush EPAD. They've allowed 7 total touchdowns to the running back position. So to recap, the team Quibbles parlay play of the day, SGP style, Baker Mayfield over 5.5 rush yards, Kate Otten 40 or more receiving yards, Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown. That equates to a cool plus 146 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. But wait, I've got more in bonus time. Let's work out some more parlays in this game for shits and giggles, SGP style. And I built this one at ESPN Bet. Noah Gray, 2 or more receptions. Baker Mayfield, 10 or more rush yards. And then Patrick Mahomes, 15 or more rush yards. That's it. So Noah Gray, 2 or more receptions. Mayfield, 10 or more rush. Mahomes, 15 or more rush at a plus 180 juice. And if you think the weather is going to be a factor, I just constructed this. I'll have to add it to the spreadsheet there at thegamingjuice.com. Built this at DraftKings, a little 5-legger SGP. Give me the under on the all total, 55.5. Give me the under on 315.5 pass yards for Patrick Mahomes. Give me the under for Baker Mayfield, 300.5 pass yards. Give me Bucky Irving for 25 or more rush and Kareem Hunt for 40 or more rush. That's an awesome plus 158. That I built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, if you believe that weather could be influential in this game, and I think it's setting up to be, there is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms within 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So a significant window of that game. There could be a delay or two, quite honestly, if there's lightning in the area. Don't be shocked by that. There's even a slight risk for a tornado. So take cover there in KC if the weather does erupt in your neck of the woods. I mentioned the college basketball season's tipping off tonight. And on the very late night tip, if things did not go your way on Monday Night Football and you're chasing, well, the marquee matchup tonight doesn't tip off until 10:30 Central Time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Gonzaga and Baylor, a battle between 2 top 10 teams. Here's how I'm going to play it. I'm going to SGP it. I do a lot of SGPs early in the season because I just don't know with the transfer portal and all the other idiosyncrasies, how these teams are going to meld together and how they're really going to look and operate early on in the season. It's a complete guessing game. But I do like this little SGP I put together. Zags to win on the money line. This game is at home. They're in Spokane. Baylor, I'm going to check the spread all the way up to 15.5. And then Gonzaga over 71.5 points scored. That's it. Simple three-legger. Zags money line. Baylor plus 15.5. In other words, just keep within 15, Gonzaga. And then Gonzaga over 71.5 points plus 105 on that. So I think it's a great way to play this. Gonzaga's got really the core nucleus back. Ram Ike is a baller. I'm one of the best postmen, a former Wyoming Cowboy. Had a great year last year operating on the pivot, and you know his kisses off the glass happen early and often. They got their backcourt back. That's going to be a strength with Hickman and Nembhard. Baylor's got a great backcourt, and Nunn, Love, and the Duke transfer, and Jeremy Roach. And Orchad Ormeer is also transferred over from Miami. He had 17 double-doubles last year. They're going to hang tough. I think they're going to lose. And the Zags, because of the brisk tempo, and they're going to be one of the elite offenses in college basketball this year, I think they're going to score at least 72 points. And I'm going to throw one more out at you. A simple two-legger. The other marquee match tonight is Texas-Ohio State. I think the Longhorns win that game in Las Vegas to open the season. I like the construct of that team a little better than Ohio State. And I'm going to parlay the Longhorns on the money line with Nevada at home on the money line, taking on Sam Houston State, another team with a lot of guys back, and Coleman and Foster, Xavier Ducell, Nick Davidson, who had a 120.9 offensive rating last year for Steve Alford's club. Decent defensively. Sam Houston State will probably keep it somewhat close, but I think Nevada wins that thing by 8 or 9 going away. I think Texas wins by a handful of points. So that two-legger, Texas money line, Nevada money line, +108 there at BetMGM. I got a ton of additional college basketball plays on my website, thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you jackals. Click free picks at the top. You can see Lundy's spreadsheet there and a link, and mine as well. Fade or follow, as I always say, that is up to you. And right now, we got to get the hell out of here on this podcast. Again, submit your ratings and a review for this little show at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Follow Lundy. He's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. And follow me at Noisy Huevos. Enjoy college basketball opening night. Enjoy. God, I hope we dig out of this hole. Chiefs and Buccaneers. And Lundy's got to say something.
Vote. Please vote.
Yes,
I don't give vote. And this is not a political statement, folks. All it is please vote. Because guess what? Regardless of who wins, you don't get to bitch if you didn't make your voice heard.
Yep. Exercise your democratic right. That's what I say time and time again. And with that, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Peace.